Nicole.
You're listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network. News for Your Soul. Life-changing broadcasts to souls around the world since January 1997.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
It's time now for Mastering the Power Within You with Raymond Posch. Raymond is a life mastery coach, writer, speaker, and host of the Spirituality Beckoning podcast. His book, Awakening to Wholeness, is a record of his exploration into spirituality and his personal awakening. As an avid speaker, his mission is to share his knowledge and help others to awaken to oneness and to make a positive difference in the world. Let's welcome Raymond back to News for the Soul.
This is Raymond Posch, and I will be your spiritual life coach and host for the next hour. So as you heard in the introduction, this show is now called Mastering the Power Within You. And in all the shows that I will put on in this time slot, I will talk about some aspect of mastering the power within you and why you want to be able to use that power and what it will do for you. Today's topic is conscious success for spiritual people. And what do I mean by conscious or being conscious? Well, let me start back to a point of framework to remind you that we are spiritual beings having a human experience. And to understand that, we also have to conceptually know that we are three-part beings. We have body, mind, and spirit. The spirit is our essence, the core of who we are and what we are. We are, in essence, pure consciousness. If we really go inside and explore that, if you meditate long enough and deep enough, you will learn that we are being, which is spirit. And we have a body, and we have a mind. And body and mind essentially are tools that help us experience the relative world. Our body is important because we are having a human experience physically on Earth, and our body is the vehicle for being able to do that, to be able to interact with other physical beings in the form of humans or animals, etc., and a physical world based on planet Earth. And we interact with physical things. And we have a mind, which is a tool for thinking about what we are experiencing. And what we are experiencing, we experience through sensory information, what we see, what we hear, etc., through what we feel in our body and in our emotions, and through the thoughts that we have about what we are sensing. But we always need to remember that we, in essence, are spirit. And spirit is powerful It is capable of doing and being and having, and creation, you know, the experience that we have of creating is directly related to that infinite power that we have from spirit. Pure spirit is creative. It creates the physical realm. It creates ourselves as beings, and we are expressions of that infinite power. And though when we are on earth, we are limited in many, many ways, and we experience life through our body and mind, but we are still at our core spiritual beings. Now, being conscious, then, we have to understand that, because being conscious is being aware of what is going on inside of us and outside of us, and we are conscious through awareness. Now, let me expand on that. And by the way, in what I cover today, what I cover is going to be an introduction for many other topics for future shows. And so we will go into everything that I will cover today in greater detail in future shows. So this is an introductory show, and it's to get you thinking about what it means to be conscious. And when I say conscious success for spiritual people, it's about being conscious of what success means for us, what we want it to mean, what we want our results to be. But consciousness is being conscious, and living consciously means being more aware of our inner information and the information that we have about the world all around us, which primarily comes from our senses and also from our feelings about what we're sensing and our emotional response. So we can be more successful by being more conscious. And when I say conscious success for spiritual people, really, spiritual people are spiritual in that they are growing in their inner self and becoming more aware of what our inner experience is, as well as our outer experience and our human interaction, and, you know, the physical aspect of that, of seeing people, talking to people, seeing things, responding to things, interaction of all those different types. So being conscious is about awareness in our being. Now, it's important that we learn to create greater awareness in all areas of life. And we will experience greater success in life when we do. Success, yeah, it can happen from doing some things by rote, or, you know, following certain methods and techniques, etc. And all of those can slowly help us become more conscious, more aware. But the most powerful way of being is to consciously choose to become more aware, to experience more of life, to experience more of ourself in life. So let me talk some more about consciousness and awareness, etc., and begin to expand on this a bit. One of the books that most influenced me in my period of spiritual exploration and spiritual growth was Deepak Chopra's little book, The Seven Spiritual Laws of Success. It's a small book, and I used to read it often and think about it in my introspection and my meditation, and it really helped me begin to grow in very powerful ways. One of the first things that he talks about in the book, in the first chapter of the book, he talks about the law of pure potentiality. And he says in the book, the first spiritual law of success, the law of pure potentiality, says that our essential state is one of pure potentiality. Pure potentiality is pure consciousness. It is the field of all possibilities and infinite creativity. Our physical body, the physical universe, everything in the material world comes from the same place, a field of silent, unmoving awareness from which anything is possible. There is no separation between the field of energy and our spiritual essence, our self. This field is our self. And when we know that our essential nature is one of pure potentiality, we align with the power that manifests everything in the universe. This had profound meaning to me when I read this. It let me know that what was possible, you know, that potentiality, in other words, the core of creativity, consciousness that creates, is what we're all about here. One of my dogs was whining, so I was investigating that. One of the other things that he said in the book that greatly influenced me was under the law of cause and effect. He says, the third spiritual law of success is the law of karma, or cause and effect. Karma is both action and the consequence of that action. Everyone has heard the expression, what you sow is what you reap. If we want to create happiness in our lives, we must learn to sow the seeds of happiness. Therefore, the law of cause and effect implies the action of conscious choice making. When we choose actions that bring happiness and success to others, the fruit of our karma is happiness and success. And so he talked about conscious choice making. And, you know, when I thought about what he was talking about, I agreed, you know, it makes total sense that we pay more attention consciously to our choices of, decision and of action. And, he talks about the importance of conscious choice making. Now, in reality, if we look at how we make our choices, we see that we tend not to do it very consciously. We do it more out of habit. You know, we don't think so much about choices, especially the smaller everyday choices that come up that we're going to decide what we do next or how we respond to something. And we tend to do it out of habit. We don't stop and give it a lot of thought. Now, maybe in our bigger choices, we do give it more thought. But for the most part, we don't. And therefore, we can make choices that are not the best for us. He asked the question, Deepak did, how do we make spontaneous right choices? And he said, by paying attention to sensations of comfort or discomfort in our body. At the moment you make a choice, ask your body, what are the consequences of this choice? If your body sends a message of comfort, that's the right choice. If you feel uneasiness in your body, even as you ask the question, then it's not the appropriate choice. So when I thought about conscious choice making, I agreed it's a great idea, but when I tried to put it into practice, I found it difficult to do. But I used to think about the 7 spiritual laws of success on my morning meditative walks. I would walk with my dog every day early in the morning. I would meditate in my walks. You can learn to do that because walking is fairly routine and does not require a great amount of attention. And so I would contemplate the 7 spiritual laws of success, or I would contemplate one specifically that day. And later, though, when I was thinking about how can I really put conscious choice making into practice, I was in a meditative state and something came to me to think about 7 conscious choices. And I thought, well, that's an interesting idea. And I began to think about that, and in my, going back into my meditative state, I was contemplating what 7 conscious choices would be. And as I did, my thinking would kind of go through a process of, I'm pretty sure love, the choice of love should be one of those choices. And I'm pretty sure that the choice of awareness should be one of those. And a voice, my small inner voice within, spoke to me, begin with the choice of life. And I had never thought in those terms before, but as I began to explore the choice of life, I realized this is important. To choose to be a full participant in life is important. And to choose how I want life to be in my experience is important. And so I realized that, in fact, the choice of life was probably choice number 1. It should come first. And I continued to fairly quickly, over just like a couple days' time, it firmed up in my mind what the 7 conscious choices should be. Now, the second one of those for me was the choice of awareness. And I later wrote a book. I have a published book called Awakening to Wholeness. And in it, I spell out the 7 conscious choices. And so, but just let me refer to it briefly here. The choice of awareness. Awareness is a fundamental requirement for you to fully experience and appreciate life. It means becoming more aware of life around you, people, things, and events, and becoming more aware of life within you, thoughts, physical feelings, and emotions. The choice of awareness also builds on the law of cause and effect, which states that certain actions or conditions, the causes, lead to certain results, the effects. The law is often described by the expression, what you sow is what you reap. To learn from the law of cause and effect, you must be aware of actions and results. And to apply the law, you must be aware of the choices you make. Almost everything you do has consequences, either expected or unexpected, and ranging from trivial and unimportant to very significant in your life. Even thoughts are causes, and they can produce positive or negative effects in your being and in your body. So being aware is an important choice for achieving wholeness and success. And I go on to say, you know, unfortunately, many or even most of our choices are made unconsciously, usually out of habit or lack of attention. And we can experience negative results from those because not all of those choices are going to be right. And we will experience negative results or instead of positive results. Now, when we talk about awareness, which I'm going to continue to expand on, you can practice awareness at many levels. But the most common are, one, awareness of self, and two, awareness of others and the world around you. You do that by paying attention to what you are experiencing within and what you are experiencing of the world. So awareness of self includes awareness of body, mind, and spirit. So being aware, body awareness is being aware of your body, its posture, you know, tensions that you might feel, sensations, and health conditions. Awareness of mind includes awareness of emotions, moods, feelings, and especially your thoughts and choices. Awareness of spirit is somewhat more abstract, as you might have discovered in your spiritual exploration, and it relates especially to awareness of your sense of purpose, meaning, and satisfaction in your life at the highest or deepest levels. But it goes deeper than that. But what is important is learn to develop and use the awareness of your inner self. Now, awareness of the world around you is, again, primarily sensory information. And so we have to pay attention to our senses, what our senses are informing us, and of course our five physical senses are seeing, hearing, smelling, feeling, as in sensory, touch, and tasting. And so we gain most of our information about the world around us through our senses. At a deeper level, we can also pick up on things that are more, you know, subtle coming through that sensory information that really tell us something about the emotions of others and what they might be feeling or experiencing in, you know, in what they are expressing in their life. So that's very important kind of awareness to have of our self internally and of the world around us. There's another very important kind of awareness, which is present moment awareness, which allows you to be fully present in the now in each moment as it occurs. Being present means that you are fully aware of the flow of life through you and around you right now in the moment. And you choose to be fully present in your body in this moment. You're not thinking about memories or feelings from the past. You're not thinking about possibilities or what you might do or need to do in the future. Instead, your awareness is directed to the now. Now, this is present moment awareness is very important. And in fact, it's awareness creates presence, and presence creates awareness. If you want to be fully present, all you have to do is become more aware. As you become aware, you know, aware through your senses, you shift into awareness, and you can only be aware in the present moment. There's no future or past when you're aware. It is aware right now. So it's very important. And when you are aware right now, you become more present. You experience presence because you are experiencing. You know, if you ask what you are aware of, you are aware of what you are experiencing in that moment. So some people really get confused and think that they are mental beings. And so, you know, the mental thought, they make that the most important thing, and they spend all their living energy kind of in thought. And in fact, what happens to most people until they learn greater awareness is that they begin to identify with thought. And they actually, most people, by the time they're, you know, grown up to a teenage stage, they are fully identified with thought. They think they are what they think about. They think that they are good or not good, or worthy or not worthy, or capable or not capable, based on their thoughts about that. And that is wrong. That is letting mind take over, letting a tool dominate you when the tool should not dominate you. You at your core are awareness. You are pure being. You are pure consciousness. And yes, thinking is a kind of consciousness, but pure consciousness is awareness. It is what we are aware of as ourselves. So if you're a meditator and you get into deep meditation, you become aware that you are a thinking being, and and eventually you become aware that you are not simply a being, you are a part of the greater being of all beingness. So, yeah, we start getting into heavy stuff here, but it is very simple once you realize that spirit is all about awareness, and awareness comes from beyond you. It is the greater self of which you are part that is also aware. You are aware through it. In fact, you are, when you think and use your mind, you are thinking through a greater mind. So, I said that we're going to talk a lot about in this show and future shows about mastering the power within you. And so now we're getting into the power of awareness. And it's also very important to pay attention to the power of thinking, of how we use our mind and know that it is a tool. And actually, when you trigger awareness and you've been heavily in thinking, you know, you have a busy mind, you may be thinking nonstop and, you know, all in your runaway mind or your monkey mind, it's sometimes called. In order to shift to awareness, you have to inform yourself to notice what you're noticing. And as soon as you really start to do that, you know, if you start to notice, oh, I'm thinking about this, I'm thinking about what I'm going to have for lunch, that you're now shifting into awareness, actually. It's not thinking until you begin to react to the thought you had. You know, if you judge it as good or bad, or you label it as this or that, then you shift into thinking again. Or, you know, what a thought can also do is trigger association. So it makes you think of something else. And noticing that you had a thought about lunch can trigger an association or associated thought like, oh, what do I want to have? Oh, yeah, I brought my lunch, so I'm going to have this. Or, oh, I want a hamburger, and I'll go out for a hamburger. But noticing what you're noticing is something you really want to begin to develop. And so begin to think about that. Try to notice what you're noticing and try to shift out of mental process into awareness by noticing what you're noticing. Pay attention to what you see in the world around you. Your sensory information of sight tells you something about objects you're seeing. Hearing tells you something about what is happening in the world around you that is causing sound. Your footsteps, or the sounds of automobiles, or of people talking, etc. Very, very important. We will, I'm sure, have multiple future shows on the power of thinking, because there is a great deal that we can say about this. You can change your ability to have conscious success by controlling what you think about. We can talk about many other things about the power within you. A very important one is the power of purpose. And the definition of purpose is, you know, what are you meant to do? What is your purpose in life? And purpose can be used many different ways as a word. If you use it to mean the purpose of your life, then I would suggest that that's not something that you arrive at by arbitrary analysis, you know, using your thinking in an analytical way. The purpose, as I'm talking about it, that has power within you, is the purpose that you are being called to by your higher self, by your spirit. And that can take many different forms. Your spirit calls you to always live a more, freer, fuller, expanded life. Now, this may be a new idea to you, but it's very true when you start paying attention. And so that what it's calling you to live can be your purpose, or you can see it as your dream for life, or your focus, you know, like in the area of health, you want to improve your health in certain ways, or you can look at your relationships and want to have, a love relationship, a much more dynamic, powerful relationship with another person, or you might want to live life differently in what you do, and that's your vocation. And you may want to have more freedom in life. So it can happen and be expressed in many different ways. And we're going to talk more about purpose in a future show. But let me tell you, though, that this is a very important power within. The more you can get clear about your purpose or your dream for yourself, the more benefit that you will get out of that. You will begin to experience new results in your life, because that's how the mental, imagination of what we want for ourselves, what our purpose is, and what we're being called to do begins to direct us, and it begins to actually influence the world around you. It definitely influences how you see the world and how you take action, you know, what those actions are going to be in the world. But the world is much more dynamic and responsive than you probably realize. It responds to your thoughts. Thoughts are causes, and it responds to your vision, what you see for what you want. Those are causes. And the more clarity that we have about our purpose that we are called to do, and about our dreams that we want for ourselves as the results that we want to produce, the more clarity that we have in those areas, the more powerful the creative power of purpose will be. The more clarity, the more we will create, the more easily we will create. So we're going to talk more and more about that. I'm planting the seeds today. There are other powers that I'll mention here just briefly, because we're beginning to run out of time. The power of confidence is something that's very important to conscious success. Confidence is that inner power that really makes a difference in how we make others feel about ourselves. Confidence is based on our experience in doing whatever it is that we're talking about or looking at. Definitely the more experience we have, the more confidence we will have. And it's also based on preparation. And the same goes for that. The more knowledge we have about how to do something and how to interact with others, and how adaptable we can be and able to respond, that builds confidence in ourselves, and then as we demonstrate that, it builds confidence in others. But confidence is also heavily based on our self-esteem, our self-knowledge, you know, how much we really know about ourselves in new situations and being adaptable. And it's based on our belief in ourself and our ability to handle situations. The power of creativity is very important to conscious success. And I'll just give you a heads up that creativity is not something that you think through pure analysis and linear thinking. It's much more powerful when you come from a state of being, which is in a state of pure awareness with no thought. You can shut your mind completely off and have no thought if you become completely aware. And in that state, you tap into the natural creativity of the universe, of the infinite intelligence of the universe. That intelligence is nonlinear, and it is capable of finding ideas and answers and solutions that are far beyond our human ways of thinking. It can reach out into to depths of knowledge and to ways of being creative and solving issues and solving problems that is hard for us to imagine and to talk about, but it can even be miraculous. And let me add that one other important point here, that we can stimulate creativity by going between presence, you know, going into a quiet state and asking the infinite universe to help us and let us it bring us the ideas and answers that we need. And then we can shift back into thought, maybe write that down, incorporate it into our thinking, and maybe then go back into presence again, which is the source of creativity. So there are ways you can be much more creative by learning how to use that power. The power of taking responsibility is very important. As soon as you choose to, you know, make a decision about what you're going to do or what is important to you, or take responsibility for your results, you become much more powerful. You probably right now believe that it is circumstances of the world around you that determines what you produce, the results that you have from your thoughts and your actions. And yes, it factors in. But thought is much more powerful in the results you produce, what you think about and how you think about it, than circumstances. And the more you take responsibility, the more the universe supports you. You know, making a choice and taking responsibility calls the universe forth to help you, to give you more resources, to give you what you need to bring that into reality. So that is true generally. It's very much based on inner work and how you think about it. Now, in a job situation, taking responsibility, you know, like taking more responsibility to do more, to help other people on the team, to get more input from the customer and to help them see new possibilities. The more responsibility you take on a job, you know, demonstrates that you've got what it takes, that you can be given more responsibility and, you know, help the organization to produce the results that are needed. So this is very powerful in all kinds of different employment situations and for yourself in your own business, if that's the case. So again, look forward to further discussions about this. The power of conscious communication is very important. You really need to learn how to communicate in effective ways, and you can learn specific techniques, but by going in and becoming more aware of how you are responding, how others are responding, learning to, like if you're a technical person, to not use technical jargon with non-technical people can help. And that's, and it doesn't apply to just pure like computer technology or other types of equipment or hardware technology. It also applies to the jargon of healthcare or insurance or whatever business you're in. Every business has its own jargon. So there are times when you need to talk using jargon when those are jargon knowledgeable people, and not do so when they are not jargon knowledgeable. Now, with just about everyone, it's important that we listen more than we talk. You know the old saying about we have two ears and one mouth, and so keep our talking in that kind of proportion. So listen twice as much as we talk. And a very important skill that really involves consciousness is conscious listening. We need to learn to become more conscious of shifting into presence and giving the person that we're talking with much more of our full attention. Not be thinking about what we're going to say next, but to pay full attention in the present moment, to share fully in the present moment as well. But conscious listening is just, it seems to be something that everyone needs to learn more of, and that takes practice. Now, it's also important that we learn how to communicate with ourselves. You know, if we pay attention and if we notice what we're noticing, we will, you know, suddenly hear ourselves using self-limiting language. You know, we'll talk about how hard something is and how difficult and how we're struggling. But, you know, if we put the brakes on that, we can say, wait, up until now. But I'm going to learn to shift to see more possibilities and more options to look for those, look for new ideas, look for solutions. And, you know, we can catch ourselves saying limiting language in so many different forms and ways. You know, I could have been better at that, or I should have done so and so. And one of the things that I know from experience, it's much more powerful to use I am capable, I am powerful, I will do that, I won't try, I will do what I'm saying I'm going to do. But probably the most important thing for communication is learning conscious listening. So again, we're going to talk about that in a future show. The power of love is incredibly important, and especially love for yourself, and that is our basis for building self-esteem, which is so very powerful. You know, love is many times given a bad rap or poo-pooed. You know, some people say you got to be tough and you can't let other people take advantage of you. And there's a time and a place for all that. But it's also important to understand that when we talk about love, we are talking about acceptance at its core. We're talking about appreciation for others. Love is much more important than most people realize, and we should talk about it more than most people do. You may have heard that love is the opposite of fear, and I believe that is totally true. Love, therefore, is a power. Love is a power that overcomes fear, and it overcomes all negative emotions, hatred and hesitation and holding back. Love is the opposite of all that. Love is acceptance, appreciation, stepping into instead of away from. It is so powerful, and we need so much more of it in the world today, including the business world. But you must learn to love others. You are not separate from others, even though you think you are. And the more that you realize that, and the more that you connect through the power of love and the power of oneness, the more successful you will be. By coming from love, we can really, you know, break down barriers, silos, divisions, and we can begin to shift more and more to a we consciousness. Instead of focusing always on ourselves, if we begin to shift and focus on we together and build unity and cooperation and collaboration, it can be so much more powerful than the way the world works today. And we need it so greatly in everything we have and do. And something that will also be very powerful for us to talk about later on is the power of wholeness. Wholeness is being healthy in all aspects and being aware that we are part of much greater wholes around us. We are a part of a marriage, perhaps, or a partnership, or we are part of a family, a nuclear family, or an extended family. We are part of an organization. We are part of a community. We are part of a region and a nation. We are part of mankind. We are a part of life on Earth. And so the whole environment of Earth and, you know, the atmosphere and everything that supports us is very, very important. And if you are not nurturing the wholeness around you and within you, you are only hurting yourself. You are not being as powerful as you could be otherwise. So wholeness is not just physical health or mental health. It is spiritual health, financial health, environmental health, social health, you know, the health of our social justice systems, the health of all of our systems, the health of our environment, the health of the earth, the health of all other beings on earth are extremely important to you. Because when they are not healthy, you will be affected to some degree. I'm talking about a truly holistic approach to work and life. We're coming to the end of the show. Thank you for listening. My name is Raymond Posch, and I'm a spiritual life coach. I would love to help all of you have more powerful lives, and we can talk. You can check out my website at liveyoursuccess.com, and I would strongly recommend that you sign up for an upcoming webinar at liveyoursuccess.com/power, and that's a webinar about using the power within you. It's your life. Make it a great one.